Look, I've heard John MacArthur, and by the way, John Piper, that's his name, right? Came out, and now it's just full-blown work salvation. He's literally, I mean, it shouldn't surprise us, obviously, but I'm saying, like, you know, it's surprising that he would be just so blatant about it, because he actually came out and said, you have to do works to go to heaven. It's not by faith alone. You have to do works. You know, most false prophets will just be like, we don't believe in works-based salvation. He's just plainly saying you have to do works for salvation. And he's a reformer. Okay? But a lot of these guys, such as John MacArthur, they can't really explain this. You know, because there's thousands of people in those people's churches who wonder whether they're saved or not. They don't know if they're the elect because it's chosen at random. And when they ask, like, how do I know if I'm elect? They're like, well, do you love the Bible? Do you love God? Do you do all these things? And you know, obviously they're going to say yes, but, you know, there's going to be some doubt. Because guess what? Not all of us love God 110% all day long. So where do you draw the line? Do I have to love God as much as you claim to love God? Do I have to read the Bible as much as you read the Bible? Are you the standard for how to be saved? That's basically what they're saying. And herein lies the reformer's greatest dirty little secret. Okay? If babies and infants die and they're not elect, do they go to hell? They don't want to answer that. And I've spoken to reformers who have a lot of problems with that. Because of the fact that to say that an infant went to hell because they're not elect is so wicked. To think that an infant or a child, if they die and they're not elect, that they're going to hell is super wicked. It's something that, like, you know, like a false prophet would teach or something, you know? Yeah. Right? And this question is posed to the reformers such as John MacArthur, and they always say, well, an intellectual answer would be, and then they go over their little election doctrine. Look, just say yes or no. Yeah. You see, we plainly tell you what we believe. Anytime someone asks me, are you saying that sodomites should be put to death? Yes.
Amen.
It's not like, well, you know, according to the Bible, you know. I'll just say yes. See. Portuguese, seem. Right? Is that correct? Probably not. Yes in every language possible. Absolutely. So you don't have to wonder what I believe. I'm not going to put all these little cute little phrases together and try to sound intellectual to try to throw you off and try to justify. No, I'm just going to tell you, yes, that's what I believe. But they can't do that because they know how wicked they would sound if they did.
Right.
But that's exactly what they believe. There's thousands of babies, millions of babies who have died in the womb or been aborted. And you know what? According to the reformer, some of those were not elect.
Right.
So that means, according to them, there are certain infants and babies that are currently burning in hell right now. And I encourage our reformer listeners out there to go ask your reformer pastor, hey, if a baby is not elect and they die, do they go to hell? Nice. And just say, give me a clear answer, yes or no.